Welcome to all those that are joining us for the Shir Mikutei Halachos. A new week. Today is Sunday, Yom Rishon, Parshas Vayera, Tov Shin Pei Aleph. We're continuing in Likutei Halachos, Orach Chaim, Chelek Sheni, Hilchos Netilas Yadayim Lesuda, Halacha Vav, in middle of paragraph Ayin Tes, the subparagraph that begins with the words Al Kein Hatzadik Meir Bechol Adorim Alo. Before we begin, today's shir is dedicated Leilui Nishmas Ratz Yisora Bas Rabbi Yisroel Abba, who was the younger sister of Rav Rosenfeld Zichron Avracha, and who was a staunch supporter of everything he did. She was one of the very important people that made it possible for him to support Breslov Eretz Yisroel in the way that he did. They were very close. And even after he passed away, she passed away at a relatively young age, I believe in her 60s. And we had a very close relationship, Baruch Hashem. She's buried in America near her parents in Elmont. And the shir is also dedicated Leilui Nishmas Reb Avrohom ben Aharon, the father of a good friend, Robert Weiss, whose yahrzeit is also today on the 14th of Cheshvan. We also dedicated for a complete refuah shleima for all those that need it, including Eliyahu ben Rachel, Brocha bas Rachel, Avram David ben Chana Koyin, Soregitl bas Chana Riva, Eitan Yoel ben Edna, Chaviva Chana bas Galia, Yerachmiel Daniel ben Toiva Basha, Yuspehendel bas Gitalea, Sorochel bas Yuspehendel, Chayesora bas Chasia, and Susie Sharona bas Lizzie, and all the others that need a refuah shleima. We're in the middle of a part in the halacha which is based on chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the Dorei Malo and the Dorei Mata, the people on an upper level and lower level, and how the Tzaddik addresses both of them. And now, Rav Nosson Zal writes, Al Kein HaTzaddik Meir Bechol HaDorei Malo Bechol Pam Bechinas Aye Bechinas Ma. We were speaking about the concept of the relationship between the Tzaddik and the angels. The angels are referred to as Dorei Malo, on a very high level. And we had mentioned that the angels, their ideal is Aye Mekoyim Kevoidoi, where is Hashem? So they realize that they don't know. So what does the tzaddik add to that? And Rav Nosson Zal had explained that an angel stays in one place. A tzaddik is constantly going higher. And as the tzaddik is going higher, he makes the angels realize how much they don't know. Initially, when they first start out, their relationship is one where the tzaddik knows Hashem better than the angels. But as the tzaddik is climbing from level to level, he keeps reaching new heights in realizing how great Hashem really is, and he's constantly sharing this to whatever degree he can with the malachim, for them to realize how much they don't know. So the tzaddik is meir, this concept of aye, this concept of ma, ki meir bohem bechinas ma mi bechinas govoya yoiser veyoiser, because he's sharing with them this concept of ma, what, this aye, each time from higher and higher levels. V'chol ma shemeir bohem bechinas ma biyoiser, hu meir bedorei mato bechinas moicha oretz biyoiser. And the more that a tzaddik is able to enlighten the people on a high level of how much they don't know about Hashem, that enables the tzaddik also to reach down, further down, to people who are far away from Shem, from Hashem, ad shemo'oirer u'mekitz hanemuchem mo'id mo'id, to the point where the tzaddik is able to awaken and inspire those people who are on a very low level, Shehem Bechinas Pegorim Mesim Mamish, people who are like spiritual corpses, dead spiritually. Shenoflu Moid Moid Al Yidei Avinoseim Horabim Vatsume Moid. These people have fallen very, very far down as a result of their many severe sins. Who make it umoirer gam oison, the tzaddik wakes them up also and inspires them. Ki adayin Hashem itom v'etzla, making them realize that Hashem is still with them and close to them. Ki maloi chol horetz kevoido, because Hashem's kavod fill everywhere, even in the lowest places of Arzius. V'ze b'chinas hamayla shel hakibutz miYisrael. And this is the incredible benefit of the gathering of Jews who are attached to the true tzaddik, who has been zoche to this level of knowledge about Hashem, and he has the ability to enlighten the people on the highest level and on the lower levels, b'chol pam, at all times. She'ikr kibbutz Yisroel al yodoy. And the main gathering together of Klal Yisroel is through this tzaddik. Ki nikro roya Yisroel. Because the tzaddik is called the shepherd of Klal Yisroel. B'chinas, as it says in Yeshaya Hanavi, ki roya edroy yire. Just like a shepherd who cares for his flock. The leaders of Klal Yisroel, the tzaddikim, also take care of Klal Yisroel. Bizroya yekabetz tloim. With his arm, he gathers in the sheep. Ki kol ma sheniskapsim asora miYisrael, yecholim loimar dovor shebikdusha. Because as we learned before, whenever at least 10 Jews get together, they're allowed to recite dvorim shebikdusha, kaddish, kedusha, Lo'oirer u'lohokitz u'lechaber v'lichloel kol dorim alo mata, to bring together and to awaken and connect the upper levels and the lower levels, lichloel aye u'maloy yachad, to bring together the aye mekoim kevoidoy and the maloy choloretz kevoidoy, u'lahamshich hamakifim lifnim, and to take that knowledge which the people didn't have at one point, it was in the status of makifin, and to bring it inside, that the people should now be able to have that knowledge, lahamshich mebechinas aye lebechinas maloi, to constantly be taking things from the level of aye, a level which we don't know about, to bring it down to maloi, where we do know it and we do understand it. Velizkois lebechinas aye bechinas ma hagavoya yoiser, and to constantly achieve new levels of aye, new levels of maloi, to keep going higher and higher on the ladder. Now, Rav Nosson Zal adds a very important point. Paragraph pay. Avladayin tzrichin loze tfilois utzaokois harbe lashem yisborach. However, this still requires major, major tefillah and crying out to Hashem, lizkois lozeh, for a Jew to be zoche to this, sheyihye nichlal b'hakibutz hakodosh, that a person should be zoche to become part of the holy gathering of students that are close to the tzaddik, sheyoymru kol hadvorim shebigdusha b'kavona gedoy lo kol kach, ובהסקשרס לצדיקים אמיתיים, עד שיוכלו להמשיך כל התיקון המנהל בכל פעם, who are privileged to recite all kinds of holy things when they study Torah, when they pray, they're zecher to do it with such kavana, with such serious concentration, and with a true attachment to true tzadikim, to enable them to accomplish all the tikkunim that we've learned about here all the time. Ki bavoinoseinu horabim, because unfortunately, due to our many sins, nisrabe hamachloikis ma'oid b'Yisroel. There is tremendous divisiveness in Klal Yisroel. Klal Yisroel is very much not united. Shehu mazik b'yoyser mikol akilkulim. And that causes more damage than all other damaging factors. Kamo yishamru chazal, like the Gemara says. And this is what really caused the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash. Vayidezeh misakev binyonoi. And this is also what's preventing the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. Ki ikar ho'ikov, because one of the main things that's blocking and holding back the coming of Moshiach, the building of the Beis HaMikdash, hu'al yedei she'ein ha'kibbutz shel Yisrael b'shleimus b'tachlis ha'sholom hu'amiti. The fact that the gathering of Klal Yisrael is not complete with real peace, real true peace. Kamuvan kol zeh, as this is all very obvious when a person learns Torah. V'harbe chafetzim b'chvoid atzmon. And there are many people who are still interested in their own personal kavod. They're not interested in becoming part of any group or anything like that, or joining anybody else. What do I need anybody else? I'd rather do my own thing. I'd rather have my own company, my own shul, my own rabistra, my own leadership. Shemizeh nimshach kol hamachloikis. This is one of the main causes of all of this divisiveness. Shehu bechinas machloikis koirach hanal. And as we learned before, that was what was really behind the major mutiny and rebellion of Korach. It was all about his own personal kavod. Shemishom kol hachurbonos. And that's really the cause of all destruction in Klal Yisrael. Ve'ikuv binyan beis hamikdash. And that's one of the main factors that's blocking, preventing the rebuilding of the beis hamikdash. And now we have here in parentheses, Va'ayin le'el ba'is samachei samachvav, etc. If you look back in paragraphs 65, 66, Be'inyan machloikes koirach, there Rav Nosson Zal had gone into depth about the machloikes of koirach, shal yidei shekol echod chofetz b'chvoid atzmoi, because of the fact that people are interested in their own personal kavod, ve'enoi mevatel atzmoi uchvoidoi koroi, and the person doesn't negate and eliminate his own personal kavod properly, that makes it impossible for the tzaddik to really enlighten the person and make the person realize the greatness of Hashem. Va'adayin Hashem ito yech shehu, and that the fact that Hashem is with the person no matter what. And if the person doesn't have this awareness, then the person gives up. They give up on themselves. When a person's feeling far from Hashem, they quit. And they don't strengthen themselves in serving Hashem and studying Torah, ba'asher husham, wherever they're at. V'harbe nasim misnagdim v'cholkim gedoyim al yidei zeh. And there are many people who end up becoming major opponents against the true tzaddikim because of this. It starts out with the fact that the person isn't willing to be mevatel their kavod. They're not willing to accept any insults or embarrassment or shame that they might get for joining the tzaddik emes. And because of that, because they're not willing to join, they end up sometimes becoming actual cholkim and misnagdim. I and Shom look back where Rav Nosson Zal explained this over there earlier. Vayidezeh ikar ikuv geulas Yisrael ubinyan beis hamikdash. And this is one of the main major factors in delaying the redemption of Klal Yisrael and the building of the Beis HaMikdash. Valzeh tzrichin livkois ulehisoinein ma'oid. And this is something that we really need to cry about and to mourn, bein hametzorim, especially during the 3 weeks, ubetishabov, v'chein b'chol laila b'chatzois, and also especially on Tisha B'Av, and every single night of the year when we say the tefillah of chatzois, lehisabel al achurban beis hamikdash, to mourn the destruction of the beis hamikdash, upizur Yisrael, and the disunity in Klal Yisrael, the lack of unity in Klal Yisrael, v'zeh b'chinas sholosh pomim eicho. And with this we could understand the three chapters in Eicha that begin with the word Eicha. Shemisablim al histalkus v'halomas hatzadik. One of the main themes over there in Eicha is that we mourn the destruction and the hiddenness of the true tzaddik. Sheklal hasagosoi b'chinas ma, who is zoche to this incredible high level of knowledge about Hashem, this hasag of ma, shehu yochoy lohoyer b'chol adorei mato b'chinas moichor etz kevoidoi. And it's this tzaddik, because he reaches such high levels, that's what enables him to enlighten the people on the lowest levels. B'chinas maloi choloretz kevoidoi, ulahoshiv kulam laHashem yisporach, and to help all of them do tshuva, return to Hashem. V'hoikar, but one of the most important components in making this happen is al yidei hasholim, that there has to be peace. Sheyizkaptzu v'yisasfu yachad, that Klal Yisrael should gather together, v'yiskashru im hatzadik o'emes, and be willing to attach themselves to the true tzaddik. Sheze bechinas hamishkan shehoya bibei Moshe ubeis hamikdash shebana David u'Shloimoi. This is really what the Mishkan was all about, which Moshe Rabbeinu had built, and the Beis Hamikdash, which was built by David HaMelech and Shloimeh HaMelech. Ki l'shom miskatzim kol Yisrael yachad, because it's to these places that all of Klal Yisrael gathered together, u'mekablim he'oras hadas mehorav, and were able to receive enlightenment, this great das, from the rabbi, b'chinas Moshe. Shal yidei zeh ikar klol yisrael olamos, and this is really what brings together all of the worlds, b'chinas ayeh u'maloi yachad, joining together ayeh mekon kvoidei and maloi choloretz kvoidei. V'al kein mekoinen al zeh sholosh pa'omim eicha, and it's for this reason that we mourn in such a powerful way on Tisha B'Av the three paragraphs of Eicha, al histalkus hatzadik, especially with the main thing we're mourning is the passing away of the great tzaddikim, val pizur Yisrael, and the lack of unity in Klal Yisrael, val churban beis hamikdash, sheshom nisvadu v'nichlelu yachad kol Yisrael im atzadik emes. It's in the Beis Hamikdash that all of Klal Yisrael gather together with the true tzaddik, b'chinas Moshe, sheshom ikar haklolius. That's the most important place where everything came together. V'ze b'chinas eicho yoshfo vodod ho'ir rabosiyom hoiso kalmona, the pasuk says. And then it says, rabosi bagoyim shemisablim al golus Yisrael mirushalayim. We're mourning the fact that Klal Yisrael was exiled from the city, from the great city, ho'ir rabosiyom, referring to Yerushalayim, mimkoim kibbutzam, from the place where we all gather together. V'zehu golso Yehuda me'oini, that Yehuda Klal Yisrael was exiled in a state of poverty. Shezeo bechinas ha'bechiyo al pizur Yisrael. This is where we're crying over the fact that Klal Yisrael was dispersed, displaced. Sheyotzu miYerushalayim uBeis HaMikdash. We had to leave Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. That's the first Eicha. And the Zohar Kodesh says, what was the main cause? The main cause was this lack of Sholom, the lack of Ahava in Klal Yisrael. If you take a look at the first letters of the words of that pasuk that we just quoted, Eicha, Yoshva, Vodod, Ho'ir. Those four words, the first letters make up the word Eva, Aleph, Yud, Beis, Hey, which means sinna, hate. The next three words, Rabosi, Om, Hoysa. The next word is Hoysa, Kalmona. Rabosi, Om, Hoysa, Kalmona. The first letter is Reish, Beis, Hey, spell the word Reish, Ayin, Hey, Ro'o, Eva, Ro'o. Evil sinner. The Zohar HaKadosh says that was the main cause. Sinas chinam and all kinds of sinara, that's what's the main cause. Ve'echo shniyo, and the second chapter of Eicha, shehu Eicha yo'iv bi'apoi, that's how it begins. Merames al churban ho'iru beis hamikdash bi'atzmoi. That chapter focuses especially on the destruction of the city of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdash itself. Shemizeh maschil Eicha Shnia. That's how that second chapter of Eicha begins. Shehu Eicha Yoiv Hashem bi'apoi es choymas bas Tzion. How did Hashem destroy in his anger the wall of Tzion, referring to Yerushalayim? V'loi zochar hadoim raglov. And Hashem didn't remember his footstool, which is the Beis Hamikdosh. Shehu shemisablin al churban choymas Tzion v'Yerushalayim v'churban Beis Hamikdosh shenikra hadoim raglov. In that chapter, we're focusing especially on mourning the destruction of the walls of Yerushalayim and the Beis Hamikdosh, which is called Hashem's footstool. Ve'echo shlishis, and the third chapter of Eicha, shehu Eicha yuam zohov, ne'mar al histalkus hatzadik. That chapter is focusing specifically on the passing away of the tzadik. Shehu bechinas Yoshiyahu. This was referring to King Yoshiyahu. Yirmiyahu Hanavi wrote that, expressing his deep sorrow over the passing away of Yoshiyahu Hamelech, who was one of the great tzadikim. She'olov Omar Yirmiyahu kol ho'echa yuham. It's about him, about this tzadik Yoshiyahu Hamelech, that Yirmiyahu Hanavi spoke that third chapter of Eicha. K'mo sham Rabbi Seinusal, as the Gemara says. V'cheinu b'chol doer, and so too throughout all the generations. When we say the tefillos about the churban, we're focusing on the destruction of the Beis Hamikdash and Yerushalayim and the passing away of the great tzaddikim. That's one of the major, major factors. V'yirmiyahu Hanavi Omar, and then in chapter 4, Yirmiyahu Hanavi begins, Ani Hagever, I'm the person, I'm responsible for all of this. Sheshom Klulim Kol Hasholosh Alphabesos. In that chapter, we have the Aleph Beis three times. It goes through a sentence for the Aleph Beis three times. Kol Hasholosh Eicha Omar Kulam Alatzmoi. And by this, Yirmiyahu Hanavi is showing that all three chapters of Eicha, he's referring to himself, to his own pain, his own sorrow. Ki toile kol hachisoroin boy. He's blaming the lack of all of these things on himself. He's saying, it's all my fault. V'al kein omar, ani hagever, ro'oni, ani daika. I'm the person, Hashem, look at my pain, look at my sorrow. Oisi nohag vayoylach, oisi daika. Again, he's focusing on himself. V'chein achbi yoshuv, yahafoich yodoy kol hayom. It's towards me that Hashem turned all of this, directed all of this anger. Ad sho'imar, until later in that paragraph, Yirmiyahu Hanavi says, v'oimar, and seeing all of this destruction and all of this sorrow, I would say to myself, ovad nitzchi, that there's no hope. Everything is lost. Avol mechazek atzmoy harbe. But we see right afterwards, Yirmiyahu Hanavi gives himself tremendous encouragement. V'oimer, and he says, zois oshev elibi. This is my response to my heart, to those feelings of sorrow and giving up that my heart would want to say, al kein oichel, and therefore I continue to hope and to pray. Why? Because Chazdei Hashem ki loy somnu ki loy cholu rachmov. This is in Eicha. This line is in Eicha. That the kindness of Hashem is infinite. Hashem's kindness is unending. V'chein tzofu mayim al roishi. Waters have poured on my head. Omarti nigzorti. And I thought I was cut off. Korosi shimcho Hashem mibor tachtiyos. I cry out, I call out to you, Hashem, from the deep ditches, showing that he's not giving up. At first, he expresses sorrow. He talks about how huge the destruction is. What an incredible churban there was in everything. He doesn't play it down. He makes it very clear how big it was and how big it is. But we see always ending on a happy note, on a positive note. Rabbeinu Zal once said that regarding his hispoedus, we know that when a person has his hispoedus, that private time, that 1 hour a day that a person spends in seclusion with Hashem, where a person really opens their heart and speaks about all of their problems and difficulties and suffering and everything, Rabbeinu Zal warned that when a person's doing that, to be extremely careful to stay in a mode of lev nishbar, broken heart, not atzvus, not depression. And the difference between the two is atzvus, depression, goes together with pessimism. Nothing's good, everything's terrible, and it always was terrible, and it's gonna be terrible. Nothing changes, nothing's gonna change. That's atzvus. Whereas lev nishbar is, I'm going through tremendous suffering, I have this problem and that problem, and I don't have parnasa, and my health is no good, and my children, list all the problems, but I know that you, Hashem, want to help me, and I know that you can help me, and therefore I'm turning to you, pleading with you, begging you, have rachmanis and help me. It's with an optimism. And Rabbeinu Zal said that one of the ways that a person can tell if their hispoidus was with atzvus or lev nishbar is, what note you end the hispoidus on. Always, a person is always supposed to end on a positive note, positive optimism. No matter how many problems the person spoke about, and no matter how terrible the situation is, it's extremely important to always end on a positive note. That I know that things could be worse, and I know that I do have what to be happy about and what to be appreciative of, and I know that you, Hashem, care, and you like us, you love us, and you want to help us, and please make it happen. Or if whatever I need to do to help make it happen, show me and I'll try my best to do it. Umizeh yochel kol odom lilmoid alofim urevavois kalvachoymer al atzmoi. And when we study Eicha, the way Rav Nosson Zal just explained it here, based on this, every single one of us could learn a kalvachoymer. How much more so this applies to us 1,000 times more. Meaning, al ribui avoynoisov umachshavoisov haroim hashoitvim olav kol kach. If Yirmiyahu Hanavi attributed all of these problems to himself, even though he was such a big tzaddik, he still took responsibility. He still said, I know that it's not you, it's me, Hashem. It's we that need to improve. It's not you, Hashem, who needs to improve. We're the ones who need to improve. It's that. If that's what Yirmiyahu Hanavi said, imagine how much more we, who know about our many sins and wrong thoughts that flood us all the time. Aval cholila, cholila, sheyipo el alidei zeh chas v'shalom. However, chas v'shalom, a Jew should not allow himself to fall away from Hashem as a result of all of this. But rather, rak yechazek atzmoy bekoyach hatzadik ho'emes ho'onov mo'id mo'id. But rather, we're able to encourage ourselves to be positive and to be hopeful because we know about and we believe in the true tzaddik who has the highest level of humility, shehu noki mikol tzad shgia, who is pure from any iota of any mistake whatsoever. And he certainly is far, far removed from any averis. V'afal pikein, hu oimer al atzmoy kino iskoele. And despite that, he says, all of this is on me. All of this is my fault. I know this is all because I'm not where I'm supposed to be, like Yirmiyahu Hanavi said. I once heard an interesting pshat. I heard this from Reb Kalman Rosen, Zichron Levracha, that there's a pasuk in Chumash where Moshe Rabbeinu, one of the rare times that Moshe Rabbeinu yells at the Jews, and he calls us like by a bad name. There's a pasuk where it says, Mamrem Hayisem. Moshe Rabbeinu is reviewing the history of Klal Yisrael. And he says, you were a bunch of rebels. Mamrem Hayisem. But he adds the words, Miyoim Dati Eschem. From when I first got to know you, you were always a bunch of rebels, always troublemakers. And there's different ways of reading that sentence. Reb Kalman pointed out that this was Moshe Rabbeinu taking responsibility. From when were you rebels? Miyoim dati eschem. From when I took over, from when I came, from when I showed up, mamrem heisim. And hidden in this is an implication that again, I know that I have a big part of this. V'chol ze oimer b'shvil klal Yisrael. And all of this, Yirmiyahu Hanavi is saying, and all of these tzaddikim speak like this, on our behalf, ad shekol echod yuchal le'oyer atzmoy ulechazek atzmoy bekoychoy agodol, so that each and every single one of us can inspire ourselves and wait and encourage ourselves with the great power of the tzaddik bechol ma shoyver lov, with everything that we're going through. Sheyoymar bechol pam, that a Jew should always be able to say, afal piken, despite all of this, chazdei Hashem ki lo somnu ki lo cholu rachamov, I believe and I know that Hashem's kindness is infinite. Ki chadoshim labekorim, because every single morning is new, a new day. Mischachim hachasodim, and the kindness of Hashem is renewed every single day. Kama shapirish Rashi Shem, as Rashi says over there on that pasuk in Eicha, chadoshim labekorim rabba emunasecha. And now Rav Nosson Zalman adds a very hard-hitting, incredible point. And this is why it writes in the Zohar HaKodesh, in Zohar Chodosh, in the section called Medrash HaNe'elam, in Parshas Noach, page 40. Shal yidei beknishto chodo, umoso chodo, yovoi Moshiach. That one Beit Knesset, one shul, or one place, one group of people, can bring Moshiach. Kishi yoshuvu be'emes, when they will do a real tshuva. Now we know the Gemara says in different places that if all of Klal Yisrael will keep two Shabbosim, and in another place in the Zohar HaKadosh it says if all of Klal Yisrael will keep one Shabbos, both of those statements are true, and the Zohar HaKadosh says in another place that one Beis Knesset, one place, if they can get it together, if they can get their act together and do a real tshuva, that could also complete the process. Hainu kanal, this goes back to what we saw before. Kalide ribui hamachloikes koshe ma'oid lekabetz beiknishta chodo umosa chodo shiyashuvu bemes. That because of the tremendous diversity in Klal Yisrael, because there is so much machloikis, that people don't see eye to eye, and they're not able to figure out what our common ground is, but rather people focus on the common ground that we don't share, all the things we disagree about, and I don't like that person, and I don't agree with what that person is doing, because of that, it makes it very difficult to gather together one shul or one place where the people should do a real tshuva. Aval afal piken, however, despite this, Hashem yisporach yigmor es shaloi. Hashem, in the end, is going to finish, is going to complete everything He wants to. Ki atzadik oemes meir bechol pam hasogas hadasanal bedrochim nifloim moid moid. Because the true tzadik is constantly revealing and broadcasting this recognition of Hashem in incredible ways. Ad shesoif kol soif yo'oirer ve'yokitz kol dorimata, to the point where in the end, the true tzaddik will inspire and awaken all the people on the lowest levels, afilu hanemuchemoid, even those that are very far down. V'yoidia lekulam ki adayin Hashem itam, and the tzaddik will make them all realize that Hashem is with them. Ad shoyoshuvu, until they will do a real tshuva, v'yizkaptzu beiknishto umosachoda, and they will gather together one Beis HaKnesses, one shul, Mosachoda, one place, one location, ad sheyovoi hagoyel tzedek, which will bring the coming of Moshiach. Kalidei sheyizkaptzu beiknishto choda, because by one Beis HaKnesses gathering together, v'yoimru kol hadvorim shebigdusha bekavona, and these people will be serious about their tefillah, that when they daven to Hashem, they'll try their best to really concentrate on the words, to really put their heart into the words that they're saying, and to try to say as much of the tefillah as possible with kavona. ubehiskashrus letzadikim amitiim, and with a true connection to the true tzadikim, that we're not coming to Hashem based on our own merit. When we say Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov in Shmone Esrei, we know that we're counting on them. We're counting on their merit to add power to our tefillah. And not just there, but throughout the entire tefillah, we have in mind that just like when the Jews made the Mishkan in the desert, every single Jew contributed, but they brought their donation to Moshe Rabbeinu. Every single Jew brought their gold and silver and wood and cloth to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he's the one that put it all together. So to we today, when we daven, we have in mind that we're bringing our tefillos to the tzaddikim, and they're the ones who can put it together. They're the ones who can make it happen, who can take our tefillah and put it together in such a way to make it really effective. Va'oz yoshuvu kulam l'Hashem yisporach al yidei horasat ha'asanam. And then all of Klal Yisrael will return to Hashem through this great enlightenment which the tzaddik is providing, v'yikuyam, and we'll see the fulfillment of the pasuk, uvo letzioin goyel uleshovei fesha b'yakov, that the Redeemer will come to Yerushalayim, Mashiach will come, uleshovei fesha, and to remove all sin from Klal Yisrael. Al yedei how? Va'ani zois brisi oisam omar Hashem, ruchi asher alecho, dvorei asher samti bipicho, lo yamushu mipicho, mipizarach, mipizer azaracho, omar Hashem me'ato v'adoilam. What is that pasuk referring to? Shehu b'chinas he'oras hadas. This is this great das that the tzaddik will share with the world. The Torah is called brisi, the covenant of Hashem. And this ruchi asher alecho, this divine spirit, which is on Klal Yisrael, and especially on the tzaddikim, ruchi asher alecho udvorai asher samti bepicha, and the word of Hashem, which Hashem has placed in the mouth of the tzaddik, and that word lo yomush mipicha will continue. The tzaddik will pass it down to zarecho and zara zarecho meato ve'adoylon. Shemeir hatzaddik bebonim v'talmidim. This is what Rabbein Azal said over there in chapter 7 in Likut Imran, that the tzaddik is the one who shines this das into his children and his students. Shenekroim gam kein bonim. The students are also called children. Shemeir bohem das amiti. The tzaddik shines into them real, real recognition of Hashem and understanding of Hashem. Nifla v'noira in on an incredible high level, nifna v'loira kozeh, sheyor bohem midor dor la'olam. And the tzaddik's teachings are powerful enough that it doesn't just stop in any place. It continues from generation to generation till the end. Shalidezeh tovoi ha'ga'ula shleima b'mehera b'yameinu. And this is what we believe will bring about the final ga'ula speedily in our days. Amen, ken yehi rotzoin, amen v'yomein. With this, Rav Nosson Zal concludes a major piece of this halacha, but there's still more. There's still more. Any questions?
Rav Nosson, I'm sorry for my lack of understanding here, and I'm sure it's from my background. When the Rav explained this part about zeh yisaken hakol, meaning that I'm totally comfortable with being motivated at tzaddikim and understanding what they could accomplish. When I think about setting up my tefillah so that a tzaddik can do something with it, it rubs me in a certain way that I've always been trained that, oh, I have a direct connection with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and this feels almost Christian-like or other things like, and I'm sure it's my misunderstanding of it because I'm motivated to it all, but I'm sure it strikes... It just strikes me in a way that maybe you can help me process it better.
Definitely. This question, this issue, I've heard from many people over the past 45 years. Many people, when they hear this, right away, that this reminds them of that other religion, etc., etc. However, this is made perfectly clear in the Zohar HaKadosh. This is not just a Breslov thing. Rabbi Nachman, in chapter 2 in Likut Imran, where he first introduces this concept, again, he quotes the Zohar HaKadosh, which puts tremendous emphasis on this, that when it came to building the Mishkan in the Midbar, the Zohar HaKadosh says clearly that no one other than Moshe Rabbeinu was qualified and knew how to put it together. Every Jew was able to contribute. Every Jew was required to contribute. But they were required to bring it to Moshe Rabbeinu for him to put it together. He's the one, the Zohar HaKadosh uses the wording, Sheyodea Lailo Shaifa B'Shaifa. He knows how to put the pieces together in such a way to make it happen. Now, when we pray, here again, there's a delicate terminology here. We are praying to Hashem. We're davening to Hashem. The tefillah is directed to Hashem, but the tefillah is being turned over. It's being given over to a messenger who is the one who is most qualified to present it to Hashem. Lahavdil, a person goes into court and they have a lawyer. And the lawyer didn't do the crime. The lawyer isn't being accused of the crime that was done. The lawyer is innocent. And yet, in many legitimate court cases, the defendant says nothing in court. The defendant presents all, the lawyer interrogates the defendant. He gets all the information he needs from the defendant. But when they get to court, the defendant sits there quietly and the lawyer is the one who represents him completely. He's the one who knows how to word it, how to put it into the right words and everything, that the judge should be able to hear what he needs to hear in order to defend the defendant. This is a concept that's presented again in the Zohar HaKadosh. Rabbi Nachman presents it in one place, and Rabbi Nosson Zal in Likutei Halachos in other places goes into it also in depth, explaining and proving the validity of this, that this is a Jewish, 100% Jewish concept. It's 100% legitimate. Now, for example, another situation where this comes up is when visiting the Kever of a Tzaddik. There are many rabbis that write extremely emphatically that it's forbidden when a person is visiting the Kever of a Tzaddik, it's forbidden in any way whatsoever to present that I'm presenting my words, I'm addressing the tzaddik. We only address Hashem, period, nothing else. We can include in our tefillah that my prayer to Hashem and to Hashem and to Hashem and only to Hashem is based on the merit of the tzaddik who's buried here, but nothing more than that. This is what many rabbis say, and they say it in a very serious tone. There are other rabbis that make it perfectly clear that a person can address the tzaddik that's buried there. And a person can ask the tzaddik to pray on their behalf. And they bring proof from sources in the Gemara and in the story of Kalev ben Yefuna. When Kalev ben Yefuna went, when the spies were sent on a mission to go to Eretz Yisrael, and Kalev ben Yefuna went to the Moras Samach Pela, and it says he went there, again, asking the tzaddikim, asking the Avos HaKadoshim to pray on his behalf. There's a famous Gemara, the Gemara in Sota, I believe it's page 14, where the Gemara there speaks about the topic of tefillah and kivrei tzaddikim, and there the Bach adds a piece that obviously he saw in one of the versions in the Gemara, which in our Gemaras, it's not printed in the Gemara itself, but the Bach, who was way before the Hasidim, the Bais Chodesh, in the Hagoyes HaBach, includes this piece where the question is asked, why is it that we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried today? And he explains the reason why we don't know where Moshe Rabbeinu is buried today is because if we did know, we would go there and we would say to Moshe Rabbeinu, get up and defend us like you did during your lifetime. And Moshe Rabbeinu would rise up and he would nullify the decree. He would put an end to the Golus even when it wouldn't be the right time. And because Hashem doesn't want that to happen, that's why the kever of Moshe Rabbeinu is hidden. That's one of the sources that are quoted by these rabbis who say definitely can address the tzaddik. We know there's a prayer that Rav Nosson Zal wrote regarding Lag BaOmer, or any time a person visits the kever of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, And not just when a person's, not just on Lag BaOmer, or when a person's visiting the Kever, but Rav Nosson Zal said this prayer even in when he was living in Ukraine. And in that prayer, he says, Rebbe, Rebbe, Rechev, he addresses Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai, and he asks Rebbe Shimon Bar Yochai to get up and defend Klal Yisrael and pray for all of us and help us get to our tikkun. A person who has never heard of this, and people who have heard of the way it's presented in other religions, the person says, wow, I never saw this in the, I never saw it in a Jewish source, and I did hear of it in these other religions, so it must be a one of their concepts. But if you study the Zohar HaKodesh, if you study Shas, and if you study Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson Zal Sfarim, you will see many sources that speak about this. There's a Sefer Mate Ephraim, which is a Sefer that was written by one of the giants, Rabbi Ephraim Margolis. He wrote many Sfarim that's highly respected, where it speaks about the month of Elul, the months of Elul and Tishrei. It goes through the laws and customs of these months. And there, when he speaks about the custom that on Erev Rosh Hashanah, there's a Jewish custom of going to graves, going to cemeteries, to pray there as a preparation for Rosh Hashanah and as Aseres Yimei Tshuva. And there he brings, one of the commentaries there on the Mate Ephraim, brings the different opinions on this, that when we go to a Kever of a Tzaddik, do we address only Hashem, or are we permitted to ask the Tzaddik to be mispalel on our behalf? Again, the Tzaddik is an agent. We're asking, the Yeshua we know comes from Hashem. But very often, the Tzaddikim are the ones who they bring about the Yeshua. Just like we find in the Chumash, when there was the plague of snakes and other things, the Jews went to Moshe Rabbeinu, and they said to Moshe Rabbeinu, pray for us, save us. We find it several times in the Chumash, that they're going to Moshe Rabbeinu. What do you mean? What do I need him for? I can pray myself. The answer is, Rabbeinu Zal says, that's gaiva, for a person to think that they don't need the assistance of tzaddikim is a terrible, terrible mistake. I hope that that helped a little bit.
Do all our tefillos go through others, or do they go directly to Hashem?
The answer is that based on a person who doesn't believe in tzaddikim, and a person who doesn't want their intervention, certainly will not get it. But people who believe in tzaddikim, they believe in tzaddikim, then each one, based on their relationship, based on the level of relationship, that enables the tzaddik to affect that person's tefillah. The stronger the emuna, the stronger the kesher to the tzaddik, the more the tzaddik is able to help the person. I gave the example in the past of the Meraglim. 12 people went on a mission. Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for one of them. Eizem min davar, what kind of business is that? If he's praying already, why didn't he pray for all of them? The answer is because they were all Jewish, they were all religious, and they were all great people on certain levels. But one of them had a very unique, special relationship with Moshe Rabbeinu, and that was Yehoshua, who was completely devoted and close to Moshe Rabbeinu. So for him, Moshe Rabbeinu said this special tefillah, Ko Yoshiacho Me'atzas Meraglim, may Hashem save you from falling into the terrible plan of the Meraglim. Whereas the other 11 were more on their own. Kolev ben Yefuna did the next best thing. He ran to the Moras HaMachpelah. He put his life in danger. Chevron then, just like today, was a dangerous place. And Kolev ben Yefuna went there because he wasn't willing to rely on his own merit or his own prayer. He wanted to invite the others, to include Avram Yitzchok Yaakov and Sora Rivka Rachla, to include them in his prayer.
May I ask questions?
Please.
Okay, so my question is, Rav, we're going into the Beit Knesset for Mincha, like, we're going to go talk to Hashem, like, without any tzaddikim. Like, that's my first question. Like, how do we approach that? Because it is a gaiva, I'm not sure. I want to understand that. And the second thing is, you know, when I was in Uman, like, how do you not fall that you don't want Rav Nachman to be a Shem. In other words, you could get very distracted on this, and with thousands of people in your face, you could lose it. And I mean, in my limited understanding, isn't that what happened with Christianity? They made this Yeshka Shem. So I'm sorry for the two questions because we're almost out of time, but no. I just wanted to understand.
Sure. This is number one regarding Mincha. In Mincha, I believe also, we daven Shmon Esrei. And in Mincha, every Orthodox Jew is going to say, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. When we start the Shmon Esrei, when we start the main prayer, we begin by reminding ourselves that it's the Hashem of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And by saying that, we're arousing their merit. We're making it clear that I'm not coming to Hashem based on me, myself, and I. I'm coming as a son and a student of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. They're the founders of our religion. And the fact that we observed any connection we have to Torah and Yiddishkeit today is based on what they taught to their children, who taught to their children, who passed it down until today. Number one. In addition, the Breslov Hasidim try to say, some people say it at every prayer, some people say it once a day in the morning, and have in mind that this should cover all of my prayers throughout the day and all of my mitzvahs throughout the day. We say, Hareini Mekasher Atzmi L'chol HaTzadikim Amitim Shebedorenu. I hereby declare that I'm attaching myself to all of the tzadikim of this generation, ulechol hatzadikim amitim sheikh neofor, and to all the tzadikim who have passed away, who are buried, kedoshim asher boratzeim, a holy tzadikim that are in the ground. And Breslovers aid ubefrat, especially to my rabbi, Rabbi Nachman ben Feger, zchuso yogan aleinu v'alko Yisrael. We say that once a day, or we say it by each prayer, or by each significant mitzvah, to remind ourselves and to show that again, I am a member. I'm a member. I'm not the club. I'm not the leader. I'm a member of a club. And I believe I'm putting my faith in a tzaddik that with his help, my prayer will accomplish what it needs to accomplish. My mitzvah will accomplish what it needs to accomplish. Now, because of the fact that there is this risk that you mentioned, my Rebbe, Reb Michal Dorfman, Zichron Levracha, for example, whenever anybody asked him, in general, whenever anybody asked him, how do we pray at the grave of a tzaddik, he would answer simply and clearly, we pray to Hashem, only. We pray to Hashem, with the merit, with the schus of the tzaddikim, because he was concerned about the concern that you just expressed. He was concerned that many people can make a mistake and can forget, and the lines get crossed, especially when we're dealing with Balei Tshuva, and especially new Balei Tshuva. This has been a problem in general, and in especially in Breslov, that there are Balei Tshuva that come to Breslov, and little knowledge sometimes is worse than no knowledge. If a person has no knowledge, then they know that they don't know. But sometimes a person has a little knowledge, and he gets excited about the tzaddik, about Rabbi Nachman, and he says, Hashem, we put away in a safe. Now it's only the Rebbe. It's only Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Nachman. And they forget Chas Shom, or they play down the presence of Hashem in their Yiddishkeit and in everything going on. That's a terrible, terrible mistake. And that's dangerous, major danger. And therefore, the answer that my rabbi gave to people usually was, speak to Hashem only, period. This particular shir, now, we're talking about it. And because the people in the shir share a certain close relationship, I opened the door a little bit to tell you, to let you know that there is another opinion, there is another side to this, there is another way, but to know, to never ever forget, I try to make it clear and I reiterate, that we're davening to Hashem. There's no such thing as davening to a tzaddik. We're davening to Hashem. We're asking the tzaddik to play his role in packaging it and in making, bringing our prayer together with the prayers of all of Klal Yisrael and sending it up. Because it's the tzaddikim that are in charge of building the Mishkan. And the Zohar HaKadosh says that our tefillahs, every tefillah that a Jew says and every mitzvah that a Jew does is a brick. It's a brick. It's a window. It's a key in the Mishkan. Each one of us is contributing a little a piece. But again, the one individual who's in charge of taking those pieces and putting it together and making it, completing it, is the tzaddik. The pasuk says in Chumash, Vayaviu ha-mishkan el Moshe. They brought the Mishkan to Moshe. And again, the Zohar HaKadosh is the one that makes it clear as to what that means.
Thank you, Rav.
Concerning Yirmiyahu blaming himself for the korban, the Chasam Sofer writes that Yirmiyah understood that he was a Gilgul of Shlomo HaMelech, and that he was actually that Shlomo HaMelech was actually responsible for the korban, that the gezer of the korban came the morning that the first korban tomid was brought, and was brought late because he had gotten married to Bas Parah the night before, and the killed case in the Beis Midrash were under his pillow, and they didn't wake him up to bring it, and so the first korban tomid was brought late, and that's when the korban came. That's when the gezer of the korban came. And so when Yirmiyah blamed himself, he was thinking back to what he had done as Shlomo was Melech, and that's why he blamed himself.
That's a very important piece of information. It's very enlightening. We know, though, that that wasn't the only cause. That was a major, major factor. And again, we know that Shlomo HaMelech was one of the greatest tzaddikim that ever lived. And Yirmiyah Novi was one of the greatest tzaddikim. So Rav Nelson Zal showed us here that imagine if these people, when they're crying, they put it all on themselves. Imagine how much more so we, who know that we're not perfect tzaddikim, we're far from that, and we actually commit sins in thought and action, it's how much more so by us, how much more we should accept, we should know that it's me that needs to improve, it's me that needs to feel sorry for my role in all of this, and want to improve, want to correct it, want to do my part to repairing it.
Want to add, Moshe Wolfson's Shlita points out that when the Suda Mavsekis comes out on Shabbos, it's the Suda of Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaito. Davka, Shlomo HaMelech B'Shaito, because the Churban doesn't have any Shlita on Shabbos, and then he's Shlomo, he's not Yirmiyah. He's Shlomo, he saw the base of Midgish B'Nyanom B'Tifarto, and not Yirmiyah who's mourning the Churban.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yasher Koyach. Anyone else? Any other questions? Okay.
Well, that'll happen this year, by the way. We'll have the Suda Mavsekis on Shabbos. It'll be Erev Tisha B'Av.
That Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday. Right. Okay. The next piece, Rav Nosson Zal is going to go into explaining why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted so much to get to Eretz Yisrael. And again, he's going to show how Eretz Yisrael plays such an important role in all of this. We should be zeuche to see the tikkun, the complete tikkun, with the coming of Moshiach, and all of Klal Yisrael should be gathered in. I remember my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld once said that there's a pasuk in Tehillim that defines the three steps in Moshiach's coming. The pasuk is Boinei Yerushalayim Hashem, Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, Horoyfei Leshvurei Lev, Umechabei Shlatzvoisam. Step one is going to be Binyan Yerushalayim, the building up of Yerushalayim. Step two is going to be Nidche Yisrael Yechanes, the gathering in of all Klal Yisrael, all Jews from all over the world will come to Eretz Yisrael. And step three is going to be Horoyfei Leshvurei Lev, that Moshiach is going to give a refuah, a complete refuah to all the broken hearts, umechabei shlatzvoisam, and eliminate completely all the sadness. We should be zeicher to see it very soon, Mitzvah Shem. Reminder for those who can join that we have the afternoon shiur. Today is Sunday. We hope at 4:30 Eretz Yisrael time to have a shiur on Likutei Moran, and we're on this same chapter. We're on the chapter 7 in the second half of Likutei Moran that this Likutei Halachos is based on.
Can I ask a quick question?
Go ahead.
So where's Corona in this, with those three? Do we have time to address that?
Corona seems to be affecting everything. It seems to be affecting all parts of this. Yerushalayim, building up of Yerushalayim, that there are certain things in Yerushalayim that are being halted. There were certain shuls and yeshivas and learning that's been blocked as a result of the corona business and other difficulties. And there are others that are persevering. And everyone is trying to persevere, trying to still, despite this problem, not to get lost. When Yirmiyahu HaNavi saw the destruction, the Beis HaMikdash being burned, and millions of Jews killed, he didn't give up. He said, I still believe in the Chasdei Hashem, and he's still praying, being positive. So we too, seeing the whole destruction that we see, this destruction of society all over the world and other things, know that it doesn't justify anybody giving up or quitting, but rather to be optimistic, to know that it's all going to have a happy ending in the end. And travel being blocked, thousands, maybe more, of Jews that want to come to Eretz Yisrael, that would have come to Eretz Yisrael, that are being blocked by Corona. And yet, I just saw last week's statistics that this year, so far, 16,000 new Olim to Eretz Yisrael, with Nefesh B'Nefesh. Despite Corona, despite everything, Jews still want to come to Eretz Yisrael, and there's tens of thousands more that have been privileged to come for weddings, for other simchas, Baruch Hashem. We hope that Jews will continue to ratchet up the desire, the ratzon, the hishtoikakus, to come to Eretz Yisrael in good health, in safety, so that we'll see the geula.
Like we're not saying that's what Corona has to do with all these three things, to build up the ratzon. Until now, everything's so easy to come along, but we don't have so much ratzon. It's like, this is what I do. And Hashem is building up the ratzon in all three aspects.
Someone just pointed out an important thing, that when a person doesn't have something, it causes them to want it more. There are some kids that are even begging to go to school. We know that, unfortunately, when schools are active, not everybody's in that place. And because it's being withheld, schools and shuls and Eretz Yisrael and holy sites, Kever Rachel, Miron, hopefully it's intensifying our desire, our respect and our desire for these things. And if we'll respond correctly, hopefully we'll see the real Gula, the final Gula, Mitzvah Shem. A wonderful day to all. All the best.
Thank you so much, Reb Nosson.
Have a great day. Thank you so much, Reb Nosson. Have a good day.
Thanks very much
for bearing us both answers.